This is All Things Considered on WUNC. I'm Will Michaels. Last week, the U.S. Department of Education announced it would cut $600 million for teacher training grants. About $90 million of that went to teaching colleges and school districts in North Carolina. WUNC education reporter Liz Schlemmer is here to sort through what this means for local schools. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Will.
So what did the Department of Education say about why it cut these grants for teacher training?
Last week, the department put out a press release saying the cuts are for grants used to train teachers on, quote, divisive ideologies. It said some trainings covered topics like anti-racism and instruction on white privilege, or that the grants sought to recruit teachers and staff based on race. According to state and local education officials that I checked with, so far, this is the only federal policy of the Trump administration that has cut funding to schools in North Carolina.
So who did it end up affecting? Who received these grants in North Carolina?
Some went directly to school districts like Charlotte-Mecklenburg schools and Wake County schools. Other grants went to universities to support students pursuing education degrees. High Point University, UNC Chapel Hill, Winston-Salem State, they all got grants for programs that pay their student stipends and then help place them in local schools after they graduate.
So tell me more about how this played out in schools. Wake County schools, for instance, what was their grant for?
They got a $12 million grant from the U.S. Department of Ed about a year and a half ago. Some of it was already spent, but $5 million was canceled. That grant was for schools to modernize their HR systems and to see whether targeted bonuses for educators might boost student performance at high-need schools. This was a competitive grant, so the application said it would prioritize funding for districts trying to diversify their workforce, but that wasn't a mandate. In Wake County schools, more than half the teachers hired through this grant were white. Here's Superintendent Robert Taylor.
If you talk to anyone that's involved with this grant, it really is about a recruiting effort to make sure that we can increase the number of teachers that we have in all areas. It is not limited to one group.
Okay, so how did they actually use the funds?
Wake County Schools hired a marketing firm to improve their recruitment overall. The Project Leaders Program, as it's called, focused on recruiting teachers to 24, quote, high-need schools. So these are schools that had lower test scores, more low-income and minority students, and historically more teacher turnover. At those 24 schools, new teachers could get a hiring bonus. Plus, they were supposed to get retention bonuses and bonuses if students showed academic gains. The district says it was able to reduce teacher vacancies in those schools by 40% in less than 2 years.
And you spoke to a Wake County teacher recruited through the program. What did she have to say?
I spoke with Stephanie Brown. She was already an experienced teacher who was recruited to this high-need school. She got a signing bonus, and she was hoping to use program funds to pursue a master's degree related to what she teaches. So Brown says she was planning to start that next fall.
So, yes, there is tuition reimbursement, and I had not started that. I really kind of wish I had jumped on it immediately.
She was also enticed by the professional development that the program offered. She said she got one of the best trainings she'd ever done in her career, and she said it had nothing to do with anti-racism or diversity topics.
So she won't get a retention bonus, and there were other teachers and teacher candidates also anticipating money to help with their education. What do their schools plan to do?
Right, that funding is gone. Here's Superintendent Taylor again.
If $5 million in a competitive grant has been put into the budget, that's extremely difficult to try and replace that. So it means that to do so has to be a choice of deciding what will not be done.
Taylor said Wake County Schools will appeal the decision. And keep in mind, this is happening at a time when many school districts are facing other financial pressures, like falling enrollment and uncertainty about the next state budget or possibly even other federal funding losses.
We know you'll keep following it. WUNC's education reporter, Liz Schlemmer, thank you for keeping us up to date.
You're welcome.